And therefore, the second time Rav Shimon ben Yochai came out, he came out chastened. Now, if you just think about the story in its beauty, in its simplicity, in its enormity, it tells us so much, speaks volumes about the Jewish attitude towards life. And how what is mundane is holy, and the dangers of too much holy. Rav Shimon ben Yochai is the author of the Zohar, the famous basic book of Kabbalah, of Jewish, it's translated as mysticism, but that to me is a mystical title. I don't know why it's called mysticism. Kabbalah is one of the facets of the Torah. The Torah has many facets to it, has many faces to it. The Torah can be understood on many, many different levels. One of the levels that it's understood on is Kabbalistic. And Kabbalistic thought and Kabbalistic idea is not as it appears on the surface. We're not talking here about mumbo jumbo. But we are talking about understanding and seeing things on a different plane, on a different level. And the Zohar is a commentary to the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, to the books of the Bible, to Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. It's a commentary written by Rav Shimon ben Yochai, in which Kabbalistic thought and Kabbalistic ideas are developed and expressed and recounted to us. It is written in Aramaic, but it's written in the Palestinian dialect of the Aramaic. It is a more difficult and a different Aramaic than the one that's used, for instance, in the Babylonian Talmud. It's much closer to the Aramaic that's used in the Talmud Yerushalmi. And for a long period of time, the Zohar lay dormant because of the fact that since it was meant to be understood on this Kabbalistic plane, and it certainly was not meant to be a mass book, so therefore it was not the subject of mass study, of popular study. In the 12th century, the Zohar in Spain will become popularized. Once it became popularized, so then we have a struggle regarding it and Kabbalah generally, a struggle that has gone on for the past 8 centuries as to how to deal with it. But this is the book of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and it was a very, very famous, and it is a very, very famous text, and today it certainly is the property of the masses. There's no way of putting that genie back in the bottle. And such movements as Hasidus and other movements really built themselves upon Kabbalistic ideas and ideas of the Zohar. And I think that's part of their mass attraction to the Jewish people, because it enabled people to see things on a different plane. In this world, there are many things that can't be answered, but on a Kabbalistic plane, even though it may not be answered logically, somehow a person can relate to it. It makes it easier to adjust to. Rav Shimon ben Yochai had a famous son, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, who was with him in the cave. The Talmud tells us stories about him too. Each one of these people is a fascinating person. He was an enormous person, first of all. The Talmud tells us that he was a person of tremendous stature and of great obesity. The Talmud also tells us about him that he was a matter of great controversy, because he had a government job. He was the tax collector. He was an IRS agent.